Whoa, hold on a second. Oh, good boy.
Is that Ronnie Dangerfield with a horse?
Mercy.
That's my boy.
Who did that turn out to be?
That turned out Arthur Morgan, of course.
Who's Arthur
Legendary
Morgan?
Legendary.
I'm glad Wild you West didn't Bandit? Know, because I was like, who's
Arthur
Morgan?
Morgan, of course. Of course.
Some politician I'm not aware of.
No, he was.
You he know, was, now you know almost every politician.
I do. But I try to stay up on what to do.
You have a thing where you tell your fans, try to stump me with a politician.
I do. And I say, send me
stump
a pic.
Stump the Lauren.
Yes. Try, yep, I can't really get you.
That's right. And if they stump you, they get to punch you in the stomach as hard as they can.
Exactly.
Houdini
and I
style.
Who?
Houdini?
No,
who's
Dini.
That?
Third base.
Dini. Who?
Is Houtini a thing? A really
yes,
small?
It's a shirt.
And it's a great
happening.
Drink.
A Houtini.
We're yeah. doing Houtinis.
It disappears look. Into my stomach.
It's a misappearing.
Misappearing.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back. Freedom.
I haven't spoken much today.
We're here. We're back.
It's freedom. Freedom time.
Welcome back.
Let's introduce each other.
I'm Lauren.
That's not interesting.
She's
each other.
She's Lauren.
You guys do it.
This is Lauren.
This is Lauren.
Okay, your turn.
Okay, well, she's Lauren.
No. I'm Paul All.
This is Paul.
Paul All.
No, yeah.
Paul.
I'm Paul All.
Paul All.
I'm prepared in a very specific way.
I had no idea that your name was Paul All F. Tompkins.
Yeah, people mispronounce it all the time.
Paul All F. Tompkins.
Oh my God, you're drowning.
Paul F. I'm Scott. Hi, everyone.
That's Scott.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Freedom. We're here.
It's good to be back, guys.
It's G to BB.
It's G to BB for sure. She's.
You have the most giant water thing and with the biggest
you
lip.
Have
the biggest
the most
gaping
giant
hole.
Water thing.
I suck water out of my gaping wound. This is a beautiful water bottle. And actually, the other day at Comedy Bang Bang, I had a different one with a straw. And we were talking about how I was explaining to Matt Walsh that. The straw one was great because if I try to drink in bed with this one, it spills all over me. And
because it's the widest
mouth. Yeah.
Of any
great for fuck.
Receptor.
I beg your pardon?
Wait, you like to fuck this?
I do.
You like to fuck this?
It's time for you like to fuck this?
It's a great water bottle. It's called a hydro flask. Keeps it super what? Cold.
Okay, so it's great because it keeps it cold.
And well, it has
probably. I mean, but if you pour a hot drink in there, it'll get all cold.
Guess
so what's
what?
The point?
No, it keep it hot.
Huh?
Yeah, believe
this
it
has a bigger mouth than Nick Kroll over
it
here.
It does, but you know what? It's great because
are we on that show yet?
Nope, I haven't gotten an opportunity. I would love to.
You're doing okay.
I want to be on Big Mouth. I love this water bottle because I like to drink water all day long, and it's big, so I'll have a lot of water all day.
So does it just go right through you, or are you like peeing everywhere all the time?
I poop it out.
You poop
really?
Out water?
If you, yeah, you asked. You
just
get,
solid water waste.
Yes, it's just a splash every time
it's
I
like
sit.
Ice cubes.
Yeah.
Crink, clink, clink, yeah. Clink.
Oh,
right
like
in the toilet.
Like
that'd be
that
so
penguin.
Cute.
Do you remember that penguin in that old Bugs Bunny cartoon?
Oh, it's so cute.
He's so
that cute.
That
cute little one?
When he would take a shit in
Bugs
the Bugs Bunny,
yeah,
cartoon?
He takes a shit.
And they were ice cubes?
Yeah, they were ice cubes. Bugs Bunny,
I love that.
For some reason, is in the fucking Arctic or whatever. And this penguin is who's wearing a top hat. It's one of the cutest cartoons out there. Right up there with the bulldog who is forced to adopt the kitten.
Yeah, I love that pairing.
Oh, yes.
That is the thing that led to a bunch of great memes. That was the original.
I was wondering where those memes came from.
Relationship. Yeah. Yep.
But the penguin, Bugs Bunny's trying to get rid of the penguin, and the penguin cries ice cubes.
Aww.
And they make a very adorable little tink, tink, tink sound when they fall to
I
ground.
Love thinking about creative people coming up with things like that.
Yeah.
It's so cute.
I bet they didn't come up with it, though, because remember the day the clown cried? It was in there, too. The Jerry Lewis concentration camp movie. It was when he went, it was so cold in his cell. In the when he was jailed,
right
before he goes to the concentration camp, or no, he was in the
concentration
camp. Yeah, that's right. Well, he's in the concentration camp, and he's got a private cell with a sink and stuff. And it's,
both the spigots say cold.
Yes, both the spigots say cold. And when he turns it on, note to sound effects: sound of ice cubes dropping into.
Oh, sure. Yeah. I remember his socks were frozen too.
Yes.
And
note to props. Socks
need
discussion.
Yes, socks need discussion.
It sounds different to me.
Yeah, it's in the same.
I can imagine that cartoonist guys smoking their cigs with their feet up on their desk.
What if he cries and then fucking ice cubes come out?
Okay. What if he shits and he shits ice cubes?
How about this? Are we allowed to show the penguin shitting in the cartoon?
I don't know if we have a big enough hole.
Hey, guys, what are you doing?
Right. You say it depends on the size of the hole.
I do. I think if the hole is big as size.
It's lunchtime. Where do you guys want to eat?
Of course, we want to go to the smokehouse and get drunk.
I'm already drunk.
What? How'd you get ahead of us? It's 9 a.m.
Yeah. I've been up for 10 hours at this point.
Are you okay?
No.
I'm worried about you.
Hi. Cartoons.
Cartoons.
Well, I mean, this isn't raised by TV, but I'll open it up. What was your favorite one?
Oh, shit.
You know, I'm a huge Ren and Stimpy fan.
Really?
That's like my cartoon from childhood. And we got to have Billy West on, which was amazing.
Oh, cool. Which one does he do?
He actually did both at some point, but Stimpy ultimately, I think.
Is that the John... I mean, I know
he'll never be able to say
Kaczynski or whatever. What's
John,
his name?
John Krasinski.
John Krasinski. Yeah. He created it, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know.
I liked his Mighty Mouse back in the day.
It was a great show. Really, really funny and really
gross, right?
Gross. Yeah.
And that's how you got your sense of humor.
Yep. Love it. What about you guys?
When I was a child, I loved Super Friends. That was a big deal. Super Friends was essentially the Justice League. It was a cartoon.
But they were friends. It was to make them friends. A little more like, hey, kids can watch them.
The concept of justice was too big for kids. Right. So it's like, they're super and they're friends.
Yeah.
Justice League, meanwhile, kids are all reading it in comic books. Yeah. And no problems with it.
Superman, Batman, Wonder Woman, Aquaman.
Oh, okay.
And the Wonder Twins, who were invented for this cartoon. And they're Space Monkey Gleek.
Yeah.
Xan and Jaina were the Wonder Twins.
Now
you've heard the phrase Wonder Twins activate? Twin powers activate?
Yes. Yes.
Have you ever actually seen that cartoon?
I don't think so.
One of them
could turn into any animal.
Any animal. And the other one could turn into any form of water.
Now that became then, because it's not very cinematic to turn into water, he would turn into anything that was ice. So form of an ice ladder.
A lot of ice.
You know, if they ever needed anything to get, form of an ice gun.
But when they would travel, the one would turn into an eagle and would
carry a bucket.
Carry Gleek, the space monkey, right, who was carrying a bucket where the other Wonder Twin had transformed into water.
Whoa. It's
because that was less heavy than a human, I guess.
I mean, water is very heavy,
but I guess not as hard as a person, or heavy as a person.
Water is not as hard as a person.
I've always said that.
I can swim in water, but I can't swim in a person.
So much of our bodies are made up of water.
So much.
So, I mean, a good amount.
Most of it's in your head.
Meaning we're imagining that we're all made up of water?
Yep.
Yeah, it's not really.
The human body's 2% water.
Yeah, but we're all just that big a deal. We've all gone insane.
Yeah.
What was your cartoon of choice?
Oh, boy.
All of them, babe. Couldn't turn it off.
I was a Scooby-Doo guy.
Oh, sure. Absolutely. You know?
Yeah, look at me. I'm a Scooby-Doo guy, obviously.
Scooby-Doo was a big deal. When Scooby-Doo started having that fascinated me when I was a kid, when they would have celebrities.
What celebs came on Scooby-Doo? I don't remember.
Globetrotters?
Oh, well, yeah. They had their own.
Adam West was on there. Oh, I think Sonny and Cher.
Yeah. All of it. Cool. Remember how easy it was to be a celebrity back then? Like, if you became a celebrity in the 70s, you just stayed a celebrity.
Well, there were also people, when you would watch old game shows, there were people who were famous from being on the stage.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, it was
that's like not a thing today. Maybe Lin-Manuel Miranda, but you have to do something else in order to be famous from the stage.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you can't even get on, like, Celebrity Big Brother.
You can't even get on the stage unless you're famous at this point.
Trying to get on the stage?
On this year, Celebrity Big Brother, Norbert Leo Butts.
Did you ever have to audition for a musical? I did not.
Audition for a musical? Like
in high
school?
You ever like sing a song or anything for a musical? What did you sing?
Did you ever sing a song?
Yeah. I had to sing songs. I never got into the musicals.
I had to sing a song.
I never got into the musicals in my
high
school.
Nervous about thinking about singing a song.
I couldn't even talk. I didn't get into any. I wasn't cast, even as in the chorus, okay? It was horrible.
Which ones were they doing?
Oh, God. Do I even know at this point? I don't know. I honestly can't remember.
You fucking push it out of your mind.
Yeah, I did.
If they don't want you, why should you wait?
Get the fuck.
Yeah.
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 But, you know.
But why wouldn't you, why didn't you even make it into the chorus where could you?
I was probably so nervous.
How did you
feel? We had to audition in front of everyone else, which, I mean, it makes sense because you have to sing in front of
everyone. Plays would be better if no one were there to watch them.
But, I mean, all the other kids.
True.
Like, right. It's weird to have, like, you're the people that you're auditioning against watching you audition. That is kind of weird. It's not the same as an audience. It's like, these are my peers.
Anytime you think anyone's judging you,
yeah,
it makes it 10 times harder.
Yeah, but one of my, I was in chorus for a while, and one of the, like, it just choir or whatever, and one of the songs that I had a solo of in the competition was I'm a Girl. What is that song?
I'm Just a Girl Who Can't Say No.
I Kissed a Girl?
I'm not going to sing
it. I'm Just a Girl in the World?
You're not going to say it?
No, I'm not going to sing it.
Oh,
like where it goes, like, I'm a girl, and by me, that's like, only great. And
I enjoy being a girl.
I enjoy being a girl, yes.
I enjoy being a girl.
You sang it.
Yeah.
So you sang that.
I did.
In a competition.
Solo. Yeah.
And how'd it go?
I placed okay. I think it wasn't embarrassing. And then I also, my other song that I always had to sing in a duet in middle school was, Pieyesu.
What?
The is that Latin or is that?
Oh, I guess.
What's Pieyesu? I've never heard this.
Oh my God. Sarah Brightman sings it famously.
Oh yeah. It's like an Ave Maria type thing?
I think
thing?
I should play it for you.
Okay.
Is it in Phantom?
No. I think it's like a, some sort of.
There's just some lady singing it.
Some lady? I want to hear Brightman or you.
Okay, fine. Hold on.
Well, what if the some lady's a Susan Boyle situation? Well, it's that's like, right. Well, she'll never sound good.
And she becomes famous from this show?
Yeah, that's right.
What are you, now suddenly we have to hear a pre-roll ad?
It was an ad.
I'm in a brand new hairdo.
I know.
That's from South Pacific?
How weird is that as a child?
No, it's not South Pacific. What is it
I enjoy being a girl. Come on, Ryan.
Ryan definitely knows.
Or no. I mean, I'll just play it into the thing. It's fine. It'll take 2 seconds. But I'm have to go through the survey.
Hold on. You have to, okay, read the survey out loud.
This is bringing back a lot of
memories. Did you have to do this part?
Yeah, I had to be the
flower drum
abstract
song.
Abstract noises. Yes, flower drum song.
This is already too hard.
It's so hard. You sound like a beautiful woman.
I can't imagine you singing this.
Well, I was like 13.
Now I can imagine it.
It's a little better because I'm too weird now.
Too weird now.
Can we hear you? Can we hear you try to sing this? Like seriously, not
no,
comedically.
I don't think so.
I want to hear you try to sing this.
What a setup! Can you please earnestly sing this? I'd just like to hear it.
Sing this song, please.
No.
Sing, please.
Okay.
Wait, where's I Enjoy Being a Girl from?
Flower Drum Song.
That's from Flower Drum Song. Yeah. What's Pieyesu from?
I don't church? Know. I think it's a church. Yeah. It's like, it's all in.
What is it? Is it spelled like pie?
Yeah.
Is it from church?
It's pie Jesus, basically. So it's like.
Pie Jesus.
It's like something Jesus. And then it's like.
Poor Jesus.
It means
poor,
like.
Poor Jesus.
Poor I don't know. Did you guys ever have a solo?
It's from the hymn Dies Irae.
Yeah.
Huh?
Okay. Well, that really cleared it up.
Yeah.
I remember those auditions. I forgot about that aspect of it that you were in front of the other people who were auditioning.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like you and the piano.
Just you and the piano.
It's so horrible.
Yeah.
Side note, it means merciful Jesus. And then it goes on to say, Lamb of God. Blah,
is he
blah, blah.
Really merciful?
Well, you can hope.
He is. He's the most merciful.
Oh, yeah. God is the one who with a real chip on his shoulder.
Except the one time Jesus got mad at the fig tree and he cursed it.
Oh, that poor fig tree. Is it still around?
No. Well, it might be. Like the Wandering Jew. It might be still alive, but it bears no figs.
I don't even know what you mean.
There's a passage in the Bible where Jesus gets mad at a fig. Do you want to know or not?
I'm awake.
I'm trying to give you the good word.
Yeah. Jesus, a good word of Jesus.
Jesus wants some figs, right? And this fig tree doesn't have any figs. And he's like, you know what?
Fuck you!
You're barren forever.
Crazy.
Really? Isn't that not? And they wrote about it in a book.
Yeah.
And, they we're supposed to like
we
him.
We definitely have to include this part. Yeah.
I mean, it's crazy.
That is weird. It's like amazing. Bad.
Yeah.
It's amazing in the sense of like, if you were watching a movie, it would be a cool part of like him just like thunderbolts coming out of
powder.
His hand. Yeah.
It's a very mob boss kind of thing to do, like as an example to like,
you're not going
to
give me
fix. That could be you. I could do that same thing to you.
But why include it? Like, it just makes him seem like a dick.
I don't know. It's all very right. petty.
I want to go back to what song you sang, if you can remember one from an audition or something.
Well, we would say in high school when I was doing the shows, we would sing the songs from the show. Although I remember this girl, Rita, who was in my class. I remember her auditioning and she sang.
Rita, Rita.
You did your own version.
Had a little fun with that.
Yeah, a little fun with that. Had a little fun with that.
Lovely Rita.
She did Rainbow Connection.
Oh.
And she did a thing.
There's so many.
Kermit?
No, not that one.
Oh, a different one.
Yeah.
same title.
She did this thing where that people do where they assume like a singing accent. Why are there so many?
Like her vowel choices were different.
She wouldn't say a hard R on anything.
That's usually because they're impersonating someone else who's singing it. Weird. Like there was someone who was.
At that time, only Kermit the Frog really sang it.
Well, that's true. I had a friend who would sing and she would do all of her R's really hard. Mm-hmm. And I was like, you don't do this when you speak. She would always be like, when the world, you know? And I was like, wait, I don't understand. And then I realized it was because she was imitating Ella Fitzgerald or something like that, you know?
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah.
Now that there's that style of singing that I call the baby Cajun. Have we talked about this
No, before? What's that?
You will, when Let you hear guess. It.
Goo, goo, ga, ga.
Okay, you didn't have to take off all your clothes to do that impression.
Okay, let me put it back on.
Why were you wearing that diaper? With the gigantic
just
safety
just waiting
pin.
For any time. Yeah. I'll do an impression of that.
Goo, goo,
why
ga,
do you have a sash that says 2019?
Happy New Year!
It's where it's women do this, female singers do this, where they
Thank
have-
you for clarifying.
They do- They do this sort of accent that's only for singing. Like they'll say toin instead of turn.
Toin.
You know what I mean? Oh. When you toined around and
like
no
Cindy
one
Lauper?
Else was there. No, she has like
she
a
has
real
a legit,
Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you're saying that they don't want to, they almost like.
Who does this?
Who, name names.
Yeah.
Who is this?
I don't know anybody. I don't know of anybody famous that does it, but you'll see it on
out of your friends, who does it? Well, it's hard to sing the word turn, so.
It's very hard.
So it's easier to sing a vowel, so it's like, tine is like easier.
Denied.
Instead of turn.
Yeah, as an audience member, I love that.
Toin.
It's hard to sing turn. He had to say toin.
To everything, toin, toin, toin.
There's a YouTube video that
I love YouTube
of somebody making fun of this, and I think it's called "How to Hip Sing." And hip this, sing. Yes, it's this. I don't remember her name, but it's this young lady who has these gigantic fake glasses on.
Oh, glad you said glasses.
Woo, close.
You thought I was going to say earrings.
He has these gigantic.
Fake earrings.
I said he has these.
He has these gigantic fake tits. Like Richard
I would
Speck
love to
prison.
Have big fake tits.
I bet you would. Wouldn't
yeah.
You wouldn't leave the house all day.
I would just shake them around.
That's always the weirdest thing people say about that. Like, I would never stop touching myself. It's like, what?
Yeah.
I think you would.
Yeah.
I think you'd understand it was your own body.
Well, because you also have a dick and you could touch that whenever you want.
Right. And
you
like,
still manage to leave the house. Why, if they were your own tits, would you be like, I'm never leaving the house?
If your dick was on the small of your back that you couldn't reach,
ew,
that would be terrible.
What if it was on the big of your back?
The big of your back. Big of your back.
That just reminded me of that mop commercial.
Mop? What mop what? Commercial?
You said it so confidently that took a big sip out of your gigantic bottle.
It can only be a big sip out of that bottle.
Reminds me of that mop commercial.
That Swiffer commercial.
Which
I feel
one?
Like, I feel like that one was like, baby, come back.
Oh, yes, where the mop is.
You can blame it all on me.
The mop is jealous. Yeah. And it's sad.
I hate when commercials like that live forever in my brain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like they take a song over and I'm like, that's what that song is.
Like, now. What have you forgotten in your life that you wish you could remember instead of that?
I wish I knew.
It's a very challenging question.
It is. It's a riddle.
What have you forgotten in your life?
I'm sure there's stuff that you're like, God, I wish I could remember.
I wish I was like Mary Lou Henner or whatever.
Redden.
Yeah. Isn't that great that I got her name wrong and she's the one who knows everything?
Right.
She never forgets.
No, it is Mary Lou Henner.
Yeah.
Fuck you. Okay. I thought it was wrong. Which one's Mary Lou Retton?
Lauren, she's you're the never gymnast. Wrong. You're never wrong.
Okay.
No, honey, you're never wrong.
Thank you.
You're
but
the,
she
you're
remembers
a good girl.
Everything.
No, Lauren, you're never wrong.
Mary Lou Henner, she remembers everything that ever happened.
She has total the weather, recall. Yeah, everything.
She has total recall.
And while that's probably very frustrating on some level, I'm sure it's a difficult thing. And also, I think it makes her OCD or whatever. I was just hearing somebody talk about this. But I also kind of wish that I had that because it'd be so cool to remember
to
everything.
To bust it out.
And
oh,
just
yeah.
Be like, because I forget everything. And I forget like important details of like experiences.
Yeah.
I forget the end of every movie. I forget like everything.
Let me test you on a movie. See if you can remember the end.
Okay.
All right. Citizen Kane.
I saw it one time. I know.
One time.
I know that the sled is Rosebud.
That's the beginning, baby.
Well, then I don't remember anything else.
That's not
that isn't. You're right. That's the end.
I thought that was the whole point of the movie.
Yes.
But yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't. I only just like know that. You know what I mean? It's not like I could tell you how it goes. I don't
Raiders
know
of the Lost Ark.
I saw that when I was little. I have no idea.
Okay. More recent movie. Sixth Sense.
I mean, okay. That's one where
I don't
like,
remember how that ends either.
I know that I know what the secret is.
Yeah, but do you remember the end?
No, I don't.
Do you remember when he puts on his wings and he goes flying up to heaven?
What?
You're thinking of Birdman or the unexpected virtue of ignorance.
You're thinking of Michael.
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 That Michael. When he put on his angel wings and went up to heaven. Yeah,
yeah. Isn't that great that when we die, we're going to go get to hang out with Michael Jackson up in heaven?
It's going to be so cool. Oh, all the celebrities.
It's going to be so fucking cool.
It's going to be so cool.
R. Kelly, Michael Jackson.
He's not dead.
He will be by the time we are.
How do you know?
I can't tell you now, but watch the news.
Do you think in heaven, everyone exists in all future dead people will be there and all past dead people are there? So it's like, it's not like you're going up to heaven and you're waiting around 20 years for someone to get there. It's like anyone who's ever going to be alive and going to be dead is already up there.
So you're in heaven and on earth at the same time?
That's not how it is. I also don't think there is heaven.
It exists in a different plane of time.
I don't believe in heaven.
Well, what's the point?
All right, John Lennon. Do you believe in Beatles?
He just imagined it.
He just imagined it. He did believe.
He was very devout.
I think it's about, I mean, you might have read my interview, which you did, because I did.
You were mouthing off about religion.
They asked me about it. I didn't know that was going to be the question. I was happy that there were more interesting questions.
All right, but for those of us who have not, or for those people out there who have not read your interview, what is your position on after death?
I believe that people's and animals' souls exist.
Insects?
Sure. But I'm not wanting to interact.
You're the one who threw animals
into
this.
I'm saying I don't want to interact with them, so I don't really care. I'm saying like pets of mine, like things that have died that I cared about, I feel have a soul and exist in a plane that is imperceptible to me. But I don't really believe that everyone is gathered around. But sometimes I do picture a heaven-like thing and think like, okay. But I also think I don't really... At the end of the day, I don't really know enough about anything to say that something is or isn't true.
Do you think it's feelings, or do we have cases in which our souls reside, or are we just kind of floating along and we can't even imagine what it is?
I think that's what it is, that it's like something that science has not discovered.
Science!
Yeah. In our lab late one night. What about you guys?
You want me to go?
You brought this up. I'll talk about it.
Mine's a bummer. I don't think there's anything.
Well, I kind of feel that way too.
Yeah, but me too a little bit. But I also think that's okay, because then you aren't conscious of that, and that's okay.
Yeah.
There's nobody in pain in that scenario.
True. Yeah. I think that this
Yeah, there's
is,
no like devils
no
poking people with pitchforks.
I believe only in hell.
That's what
there's
they
no
do.
No heaven, but there is hell.
By the way, that's what they do with the pitchforks. Is they poke people, and they pick them up like when you poke a hot dog and put it on the fire.
When you poke a hot dog and put it on the
fire. You know what I mean?
Sounds yummy.
Yeah.
It is a little yummy, but you know what I mean?
And that's the worst part. They're it's not like, there it for, smells delicious.
They're not there for decoration, like a lot of people think. They're not there for like, hey, I'll stick you with this if you don't get in that fire. They're literally
it's not a threat.
They're stabbing people. Yeah. No.
Literally.
Let's hear what Paul thinks.
I don't believe in an afterlife. I think that this is it.
This is it.
But I, you know, when you get into energy can be neither created nor destroyed, it's like, well, that's a lot, you know, a life is a lot of energy and I don't know what happens there, but I don't believe in, I don't know. I don't believe in ghosts. I don't believe in, you know, that kind of thing that, that people are like stuck on some, you know, loop or whatever that they have unfinished business or I don't know. I love other people's ghost stories. I love ghost stories.
Yeah.
But I don't believe any of them.
Well, but
even though like friends of mine who have like, I experienced this thing. I'm like, I'm sure that you think you did.
While you pat them on the
head. I think that here's, I always come back to, there is so much about ourselves that we don't know. There's so much in science that we don't know. Everything could have a scientific explanation. And I get into an argument with my wife, and I will get in this argument frequently because she's agnostic.
Sounds
and
terrible.
I say I'm an atheist, and she'll say, yeah, it's, we talk about this every single day.
Right before bed.
Right as soon as we wake up.
Are you still an agnostic?
I say, if someone were to present me with, I don't think there's a God, but if someone were to present me with proof of God, I wouldn't say, well, I don't believe that. Do you know what I mean?
So, she
says, that means you're an agnostic because you don't know. And I said, yes, I don't know for sure. Of course, no one knows for sure, but I don't think that there is. I don't believe that
Which
there
is what should tip you into atheism.
That's what tips me.
Right.
That's what
but
tips
what if Jesus
me.
Tipping
is encouraged.
What if you what if you saw Jesus walking along and he curses a fig tree? Would that be proof?
Yeah.
So you're both atheists?
That's what it takes for me. Yeah.
I think so.
All right.
I don't know. I don't, but I also don't.
I think it's just
But I was raised with religion and it's still the way that I live my life, you know, by those principles.
Right.
And the thing that drives me so crazy is, you know, false Christians and people who just won't acknowledge that they are not in line, people who profess to be in line with the teachings of Christ and are not at all. It drives me insane.
Yes.
I'm so whatever annoying. The laws are. That's what but, I... That's
render
how,
unto Caesar,
you know what,
sure.
I want to say something I'm thinking about.
Please.
That's how we introduce every idea we want to bring.
I want to say something I'm thinking about.
I was thinking, I'm just thinking about friends of mine who were raised by atheist parents. Mm-hmm. And I think that they're fine and they from the get-go have the belief that there is nothing. Mm-hmm. And I think almost for children, it's nice to believe that there's something.
Santa Claus?
That's what I was going to say. Like,
it
I think
was
it's
very
kind of like,
comforting for me.
It's kind of like, just kind of good. Like, I didn't really go to church, but I thought,
by the time
I believed in God.
You're probably right, but by the time I got to be 12 or whatever, then it became very oppressive to me of like, oh God, I can't do anything that I think that I want to do because I'm going to be burning in hell. And it just became
I sort of think I'm happy with how it went for me and that like I believed that there was God, but I didn't really know anything about it. Mm-hmm. I didn't like go to church or like read the Bible. So like I didn't have the rules
you
against
read
me.
The Bible.
It's on my list. And it's something on my nightstand for
I
years.
I forget. Did your family ostensibly have a religion?
My mom is like Greek Orthodox. My dad went to Catholic school growing up and stuff.
That's
but
right.
like they didn't. I went to church, like to Greek Orthodox church, like for Easter and Christmas.
Right.
But
until
it's
I
much,
said no, and then we didn't go. And like,
I'm glad they respected you saying
no. Yeah, I was
no.
like, I don't want to. And then my mom was like, okay. But like.
And it was pretty much just to like come sing hymns.
Well, it was in a different language, which I think is part of what
was
kind of interesting about it's so boring to a kid to listen to something at church in a different language. But it's also cool because I'm not taking any of it in. I'm just kind of going like, this place is pretty. And there's, you know, like you're kind of thinking
the
about,
ceremony.
Yeah.
Look at those hats.
And there are elements of that that I still think are really cool, but I The hats, of course, and the scented balls that they wave around.
I loved Midnight Mass when I was a kid. I loved it. I loved the because ceremony you could stay up late, of it.
Or
there was that aspect of it, yeah. But there was people were like packed in there. You knew the next day was Christmas. Yeah. It was so like they had the big nativity scene up on the altar. It was very exciting. There was so much ceremony.
Meanwhile, you know Santa's at your place.
You know Santa's at your place. Yeah, Santa's going through my underwear drawer and shit.
He loves that stuff.
What if he?
He's a nasty little man.
He goes to Catholics' homes on Christmas Eve when he knows they're midnight mass. Uh-huh. And he just fucking just
rubs his face in their tenders.
Just so he puts his balls on the butter.
With those white pubes?
If I focused, I could throw up at that idea.
Could you?
Yeah.
I want to talk about throwing up.
Let's do it.
Of Santa Claus.
I want to talk about throwing up when we come back.
Okay.
All right. We need
oh,
to take
sure.
A, we need to take a break, though. We'll be right back.
That sounds great, though.
Okay. We're back.
Okay. We're
Freedom,
back.
Freedom, Scott, Paul, Lauren. Okay, I want to talk about throwing up because I've noticed
Wait,
something.
Wait, say the thing that we say when we want to talk about something.
Oh, I want to talk about something I'm thinking about.
Okay, and what is that? And what are you thinking about?
Okay, so I have noticed a correlation between loving something and not throwing up. Okay, now... When I
new to Earth? So you hate something and you might throw up.
Well, no.
When I
so
got married, I thought
I don't.
I thought it would just be throwing up.
When it
constantly.
Came to the kiss the bride part, I was like, ew. And then
barf.
Something happened. I didn't barf.
Okay, so we have two dogs, and you have to pick up their poop, right?
You have to. Yeah. Well, you should.
You yeah. should. Okay. But I as you know, I live by the laws.
That's right.
So yeah. I pick up the poop. Okay, so I am able to pick up the poop and put it in bags and whatever, okay? Now, the other day, I go out onto my lawn, and there's this dump there, and I get in my head that I think a coyote has left it.
Okay, yeah.
And I'm going to pick it up, and I cannot stop going like...
yeah, right.
Like retching.
Yeah.
Because it's something that I don't love. And it's gross that I'm picking up poop,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
And then later I find out that it was one of my dogs. And I shouldn't have been retching. But there's something about like, and if I'm ever like going and I see another dog's poop or like a homeless guy's poop or something like that, I just start going,
yeah.
I can't stand it. But if it's my dog's, it's like, oh, let's pick up this poop right here. What is that about? And then I hear it's like that with babies too.
Yeah.
Of like after, you know, they're shitting in their whatever the fuck they wear.
diapers.
Oh, yeah. That's what you call them. And you're just
you
like,
don't mind it.
You don't mind it because it's like,
leisure suits.
I love yeah. this baby so much.
Yeah.
So what do you guys think
I
about
mean,
that?
I do think there's something biological to that. Mm-hmm. I've babysat so many babies and changed their diapers and it did make me want to throw up many times.
Because you didn't love them.
I mean, I loved them.
You loved the money.
I mean, yeah, but yeah. But I mean, no, I loved them on a certain
extent. If someone were to say, here's an extra $20.
I would not then be you'd throwing be like, up. But like, it would be like,
what if Andy
Jackson
gag
worthy, you know, but I think that's probably true with people's own babies too sometimes. But actually, I know somebody who can't change their own kid's diaper.
Really?
Madonna?
I'm not going to
Is it Madonna?
Name them. Yeah, it's Madonna.
Okay, let me think of who you know.
No, but they feel sick at the idea.
Wow.
I just mouthed someone to Lauren.
And I said no, just in case anyone heard the whisper.
Yeah, I just think there must be some sort of biological thing to protect children or something. Otherwise, cavemen would have just let them die or whatever,
Do you think
right?
your dogs are children?
I think they are children.
Are they your fur babies?
I think there's something about when it's your dog that you've had since they're a puppy, you're probably really familiar with the scent of their specific shit. But really, that like then like a dog that you don't know. I mean, my dog's shit smells
But that's what
bad.
I'm saying is it was my dog's poop. So I should
it was a weird that. Shape and you made up in your head that it wasn't theirs.
Well, it was
shaped like a coyote.
It was because it was the morning
they
and
leave
it was
little like cookie cutter biscuits of their shit.
What?
That looks like coyote. It's like a cookie cutter of a coyote.
What?
That's right.
Yeah. Look, okay.
When a coyote shits, it's in the shape of a coyote.
Yeah.
That would make everything so much easier if whenever any organism shit, it was in the shape of what it was.
Yeah. If we pooped little people-shaped poops, I don't think I would like
that. What if it looked exactly like you?
I'd love it.
What if your butthole had like a fingerprint?
What if your butthole had a fingerprint?
Yours probably does from everyone sticking their finger in because you like it so much.
Shut up. My family had a discussion one time about if you were to take a bite of something that somebody else bit into, like a piece of toast or something.
I tend to not like that.
I tend to not like that. But if it's your, like my siblings who had kids were saying they didn't mind it if it was like their kid.
Right.
Because, and this was
or
the
their
phrase,
significant other.
Because they are of me.
Yeah.
Right.
Or their significant other. Yeah.
Right.
But sibling to sibling, no.
Well, I have to say.
One time I used my brother's deodorant and he was like, why don't you just keep that? And I was like, oh, I didn't know that was a thing.
Well, soap is the other thing you think of, like soap in the shower with a roommate. It's like bizarre.
Right. But
soap doesn't get dirty.
But here's the thing.
That's such a weird thing that you should say that. Not to interrupt you, but I am. But just because it's exactly about that.
Take
a breather. Seventh grade, I remember in science class really wanting to ask my science teacher about if soap had germs on it.
Right.
But I thought it was a dumb question and I never asked. And I've honestly thought about it my whole life.
Well, let's figure it out. Come on, Ryan.
Sidebar?
Zig? Yes.
One of you.
Sidebar.
When I was in a chemistry class, I was a junior in high school. This is the only class I ever failed. I had to go to summer school for chemistry.
Well, you didn't know much about chemistry.
That sounds about much you. About
That's the only.
Don't know much about science book.
Don't know much about science book.
Don't know much about the French I took.
I had this chemistry teacher, and he fancied himself a very funny guy and like a cool teacher.
Yeah.
And
sounds rad.
That was my seventh grade science teacher too.
He was like, he would say bullshit in front of us. And was like,
this dude rules.
He said, he used to say, there's no such thing. You can ask me anything. There's no such thing as a stupid question.
Uh-huh.
And I remember once asking him because I'd heard this. And of course it doesn't make any sense. When I was a kid, I had heard that hot water freezes faster than cold water.
Oh, yeah. I feel
that's
like I've
not
heard
a stupid
weird
question.
Things like that.
Well, I didn't think so. And I was assured that there was no such thing. And I asked the guy in front of the class and he ridiculed me.
Oh,
that's not fair.
So that's
fair.
Wait, bullshit.
One
that's
more
bullshit.
Thing about my seventh grade science teacher. He was also really funny. And I loved that, of course. And I was reading.
Wait, in seventh grade, did you have different teachers for different subjects?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I had
same teacher?
First through eighth, it was one teacher for every class.
That's so much pressure on one person.
It's ridiculous.
I was reading the book Sign Language by Jerry Seinfeld. And I loved it. I thought it was so funny. And then
I've always thought you have a very Jerry Seinfeld sense of humor.
I was 13.
Yeah.
But I gave it to him.
And your boyfriend was 6.
I lent it to him. I lent it to my teacher thinking, oh, you'll like this too because you're funny. And then he never gave it back. And I was pissed.
What?
I think he thought I gave it to him. And I was like, I can never ask for it back. I was overthinking everything.
That's a very specific thing when you loan something to someone and you realize, oh, they think that was a gift.
Oh, I didn't make it clear.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you say like, hey, I wanted, if you want to read this or like, hey,
I have no idea how I phrased it. I probably had a crush on him or something.
So,
you
know how back to the sharing food and all this kind of stuff.
Got to get back.
I have always wondered, and this just happened to me 2 nights ago. I went out to dinner with friends and I've been out to dinner with probably both of you.
You've probably seen the play Dinner with Friends.
Probably.
You probably think we've been out to dinner. We traveled many times. Continents.
I think I might have been out to dinner with each of you, but with the whole double dipping thing, and everyone's like suddenly very aware of getting spit all over, you
sign
know,
language.
Sharing each other's spit.
All read sign language.
Yet any fancy restaurant, when they bring a dessert, what do? They just give you spoons.
Yeah,
and then you're sharing each other's spit.
I don't like that. Because I've had that happen with like people that I don't really know. Mm. And then it's like you're basically all biting until like there's like a chunk in the middle that has like bites on all the sides.
Yeah, but most people don't even do that. They're just like, all bets are off.
I'll go
dessert.
Everywhere with this.
Yeah, it's weird.
I don't get it. Like chop up the dessert into equal
that would be great
pieces.
Why don't they do that?
why don't they chop up the dessert into equal pieces?
Well, like, say it's a...
Why don't you ask for that?
Say it's a, like,
can
a chocolate
mousse.
Can you
chop the dessert into equal pieces? Yeah. We're going to get a chocolate mousse for the table.
And just...
Please chop it into equal pieces.
That pile of slop that fills a little bowl.
Yeah.
Put it into four separate
please
little bowls.
Please bring four ramekins.
Why not? Why can't they
Or bring a serving spoon and separate bowls for us.
Do you love going out to dinner?
Yeah, I do.
Cool.
Wait, you were about to say that you don't. Is that
I
why?
I don't know what I think about it. I think it can be great, but other times I'm like, meh.
Do you know what dinner I flashed on from the tour? It was you and me together at the hotel.
Oh, that
in
was
New York.
I wasn't there.
No, you weren't. There. That you was a really nice dinner.
It might have been. Yeah, you might have had to check.
God damn it.
We did have a great dinner. And that was
how many dinners
watermelon
did you have without
skirt.
Me?
Do you remember that watermelon skirt?
Yes, I do remember that watermelon skirt.
This woman
skirt.
Had a skirt.
She was
that
sitting
looked,
at the bar.
It looked so cool. It looked like a big watermelon.
And we complimented her.
Yeah.
On it.
Wait, it was
or
the
we
shape
took a photo of,
a,
of it, I think.
Guys, tell me about the skirt. It was the shape of a watermelon or the color of a watermelon?
The shape of a skirt, but it looked
form
like a
form of
watermelon.
An ice bridge.
Yeah, and it was kind of, she was sitting on this stool and it was kind of draped down like perfectly and it just looked really cool.
She was trying to get us to like it.
She was begging us for attention.
God, this dinner sounds so cool.
It was,
why
was
I there?
I think that was the first time that we had done a one-on-one meal like that.
Yeah.
Well...
And it was so great.
I'm sorry,
and
Scott.
The conversation flowed so much better. And like,
there was something, I felt like there was an impediment missing.
Yeah.
Is that a weird thing to say?
Oh. Yeah. Look, we have to take another break. This sucks. We'll be right back. Okay, we're back.
I'm sorry.
Right when we come back.
I know, I'm sorry.
One thing that we should say is that Chef Kevin is not with us today. So he's out of town. But we got Zig over here, and Zig has an answer about whether soap gets dirty.
Zig, hold on 1 second. Where is he?
He's out of town.
Is he with those men?
He's with those men. All right. Hashtag those men. All right, Zig, what do you got? Does soap get dirty?
All right, so it
does
says...
Does soap get dirty?
It says germs can and most likely do live on all bars of soap, but it's very unlikely that it can make you sick or cause skin infection. They recommend using liquid soap, not bar soap.
Ugh. Okay, so if you have a roommate out there and you're sharing the soap, you should...
Use a washcloth.
And liquid
that's
soap.
That's what a washcloth is for. But I don't, I hate liquid soap for your body, like body wash.
Yeah.
When you go to, like, I only ever encounter it at hotels, really.
Yeah.
You hate it?
Yeah, I don't like it.
I love body
wash. It feels wasteful to me.
But I use a loofah.
Oh, Bill O'Reilly.
What?
What was his, that's right.
What did he do?
Bill
that
O'Reilly
was some
wanted
creepy
to.
Thing. He said falafel instead of loofah. I forget. It's.
Yeah, he wanted to like use a loofah on
in
someone.
In a sexual
he,
way. Yeah, I think it was like someone. A come
but
on.
He said
ears.
Falafel.
Like we'll falafel each other up or something like that.
Oh my God, I love that. Wait, haven't I told you how I had this? There was like a year where I kept saying balloon instead of umbrella.
What?
A year?
A year!
And it sometimes still happens, or I'll fear that I said it. Like, I'll be like, did I just say balloon?
That's like, very specific.
I mean,
like, as an adult, you're saying this happened?
Yeah.
On a rainy day like today,
or
you
I
must
called a balloon,
be paralyzed
I called
with fear.
No, what happened initially was, I was babysitting this kid, and this was when I lived in New York, and I said, look at that umbrella, and it was about a balloon. And I was like, what did I just say? And then it happened multiple times, and like...
Oh my gosh.
And then now I still think about both of those words together.
So for either of them, you may say the opposite thing.
Yeah, I don't know that I've ever called an umbrella a balloon, but I've worried that I have.
I mean, they're definitely on the same plane as far as
you
silly
hold them
words.
Straight up.
Well, as far as silly words go,
yeah.
They could just as easily have been
have
each other.
Double, but the idea of
they have double L's
it,
just
they
like
have double
you.
L's
that's
just
true,
like you.
And I do love that.
I called you a balloon one time.
Yeah,
when I was talking about you.
Well, my body's really skinny and my head's really big.
Well, I used you as an umbrella once.
Yeah, and that
I held you by
weird.
The ankles.
Wait, I want to hear about why you don't like a loofah. You don't.
No, it's not that I don't like loofah.
You don't like liquid soap.
I like loofah. I don't like liquid soap because it feels like more work that you have to keep going back to the source.
And I don't like that it's wasting plastic bottles.
Yeah, that too.
But, you know, what am I going to do? Not use it?
I mean, look, I'll use it if I have to.
Hey.
But I travel with my own bar of soap. In a little soap coffin.
That's so classic.
You do?
Yeah.
A soap, like it's dead?
Yeah.
I remember, I love those
when I close
boxes.
The little, I say a silent prayer and I'll throw dirt on it.
You strike me as someone who has a place for everything and everything in its place.
It's true.
Yeah.
It's true. I like that. Yeah. Ever since I was a kid, I liked.
So if you were to open up your
compartments and
your junk drawer, do you have a junk drawer? Everybody got a junk drawer.
Everybody got a junk drawer.
If you were to open it up, is it just filled with stuff or is everything
separated? Just, it's just filled with stuff.
Yeah. Okay. So the junk drawer, all bets are off.
Marie Kondo, save me.
Junk drawers are crazy though.
That's what they're supposed to be.
It just is that.
Yeah. But I mean, one drawer is for the silverware. Because there's so much silverware.
One drawer's for the silverware.
There's so much silverware.
And one drawer is for the junk.
But you can't have an entire drawer for rubber bands.
You shouldn't.
And you can't have
that's too many rubber bands.
But you know what I mean? You can't have an entire drawer for a tape measurer. You need a junk drawer.
You need it.
You know?
I like that rubber bands go bad. Like if you
they
have, after a while they'll just
disintegrate.
Yeah. Right.
One time my cat ate a rubber band when I was little and she was scooting all over the floor trying to get it out of her butt.
No.
And it was just hanging out there.
It was, really? Yeah. And did you like pull it back and then snap it?
Yeah. Torturer. No, and then we had to get it removed by the vet, I believe.
Really? And what did the vet do? Just pull on it? And
with their teeth,
All right. It's time for a feature. Oh. If this is the first time listening to Threedom.
Welcome.
In our last welcome. In our last segment, one of us finds a feature, and Paul has found a feature for us to play.
I found a feature. I don't remember where this came from, but it's not it's like I don't have an attribution, so I don't think this was a listener one.
Okay.
But it's called No to Know.
No to Know.
No to Know.
Easy rules.
Great.
Just ban everyone from saying yes or no.
Huh.
Choose one person to start. He or she has only 1 minute to answer as many questions from the group as possible without answering yes or no. If they make it to the end without tripping up, they get a point. All questions need to be answered. Any hesitations, ums or uhs, impose a 10-second penalty.
Oh, come on, ums and uhs?
Player with the most points wins. That's the whole point
of the
game.
Okay, so the points are kept by what? How many questions you answer?
Oh, no, if you can do it.
Or if you go the whole round, you get 1 point.
Yeah, and if you do or you get added 10 seconds?
You lose time.
No, but it would be gaining time because it's losing time would be to your advantage because then your time would be over quicker.
But then that means there's fewer questions that you get to answer. So you have to.
But you don't get points per questions. You get points for getting through the entire period without tripping up.
That's
so if
true.
You have more time, you have more time to say yeah or no. So
yeah.
It could be
so
worse.
Yeah. I think it's adding time.
Yes.
Okay.
No, you're right.
Okay.
Okay. Let's do it.
All right. Okay. Bless your silly ass, Paul.
Thank you. Do we need a timer?
I'm under the weather, everybody.
That's quite all right. I appreciate it. And it's a rainy day and Paul's out in the rain. What is happening here? Your commitment to this is incredible.
Well, it's like I told you when we first started this podcast, neither rain nor sleet nor snow nor gloom of night will keep me from getting together with you silly asses.
Okay, so we're doing 1 minute or what? How long is it?
Yeah, one minute. And we just ask any questions?
Okay.
I think 1 minute. Choose one person to start. They have 1 minute to answer as many questions from the group as possible without answering yes or no.
Okay, so who's going to...
You're going to answer first.
I'm going to answer first. Okay.
Okay, ready and go. Are you a man?
I believe I am.
How old?
How old am I?
Do you like your age?
I think that my age is sufficient for the place where my body is at.
Is your hair long?
My hair tends to be short then long, depending on when I get my haircut.
Do you like shirts?
Shirts seem fine to me.
Do you live in this building?
Of course not.
Are you a white male?
Please.
Are you 7 feet tall?
Why would I be 7 feet tall?
Are you 5 feet tall?
Somewhere in the middle, in between those.
Are you an alien?
Might I be?
Do you like me?
So hard not to say the negative.
Add 10 seconds.
Of course, I do like you, Paul.
That's it. Well, I have thoughts about this.
Okay. All right. What are your thoughts?
I almost think that should be a one-word answer.
How would that work?
Mm. Like you could say... Anything
indubitably.
Yeah.
So you're just trying to come up with synonyms for yes or no?
No, I guess that was good. How did you feel on your end?
I felt it was a little difficult, but I believe I successfully did it.
All right, let's all try it the same way.
Okay, let's try it.
Okay, do you want to go next?
Or yes. Do you want me to go? Okay. I'll go next.
Ready and go.
What color is your brooch?
Well, it's not a yes or no question.
Silver. I'm not. It didn't say ask yes or no questions.
Well, it does well, make it actually harder. Did.
No, it didn't. It said Let's ask restart. As many questions. Does it say yes or no questions?
Here's what I want to tell you. It's much easier to not say yes or no.
It's true.
If the question.
I know,
is.
But I thought I would throw him off with one. Okay. Right. Get him like again. Get him feeling comfortable.
Let's start again.
Look, I did I'm feel the very closer. I'm the closer.
Well, then don't open, baby. All right.
Don't open your stupid mouth.
Oh my shit! Word. Okay. Ready? Whoa. I've never seen this version of the clock.
Oh, shit.
What?
I never swiped over. There's a stopwatch that says
what? I want to see
I've
that
never
now.
Seen that either. Hold on. We're all checking
everyone,
our clock.
We got to take a break
Hold
for
on.
The stopwatch.
What do we do? Timer?
Yeah.
And then we swipe?
Yeah, that's fucking great.
That's cool.
It's
okay.
Beautiful.
I don't have it.
Yeah.
Update your phone.
No.
No, you're not in the right thing. Go to the stopwatch one.
Stopwatch. Okay.
Yeah, don't go to
whoa,
your.
Whoa, look at that
don't
shit.
Don't go to your 90 alarms.
I don't have
10:01 a.m., 10:02 p.m.
So either what? Who are you, Ben Schwartz? Leave me alone about my alarms.
Solo.
All right.
Who are you, Ben Schwartz? Go.
Who are you, Ben Schwartz?
I don't believe I'm Ben Schwartz.
Are you interested in karate?
I find karate interesting.
Who is your favorite karate person?
My favorite karate person? Mr. Miyagi.
Is he your friend?
I wish.
Are you believing in God?
I am not believing in God currently.
Are you wearing a hat?
I do wear a hat now, yes.
Yes?
Oh, oh damn!
I'm adding 10 seconds.
No, he didn't get through it. He doesn't get a point.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
It didn't get through it.
Didn't get through it.
But I didn't or
Okay, that's true. My turn. Ready?
No. I want to use my stopwatch.
Whatever.
Whatever to you.
I'm all nervous. Right.
Let me reset it. You should be.
I'm freaking out.
Ready? Okay. Here we go.
Are you wearing a hat?
I believe I am wearing a hat.
Why aren't you wearing a hat?
Because I am wearing a hat.
What color is your hat?
Blue.
Are you sure about that?
I am absolutely sure my hat is blue.
Why are you not wearing a blue hat?
Because I am actually wearing a blue hat.
I don't believe you are. Tell me you aren't.
I am wearing a blue hat.
Do you think your grandparents are in heaven?
I believe my grandparents' souls are around me.
Do you think your mom will die?
I do not want to think about such a thing.
Have you ever seen a ghost?
I have not really seen a ghost. I have believed that I have seen one, but I have not actually. I believe it was a figment of my imagination.
Why are your eyes not blue?
My eyes are blue, my good man.
You got socks on?
I do have socks on.
Are you wearing underwear?
And what a disgusting question for you to ask
it's me. It's disgusting. Are you sorry that you came here today?
I, of course, always am.
Did you drive
it?
Time.
You did it. Wow. Well, we both get points.
Okay, so 2 points and 1-0 for you. And then what?
And then what?
All right, let's do it again until one of us wins. But let's do shorter times and faster questions.
Shorter times, faster questions till one of us wins.
Okay, shorter times, faster questions.
This is going to be a 30-second round.
Okay.
And ready?
Yep.
Set, go. Do you love your wife?
Of course I do.
Did you murder your wife?
Of course I did.
Did you drive in a car today?
I believe so.
Is it raining?
I think it is.
Do you like us?
I don't know.
Did you eat your lunch?
Did you eat your lunch?
Did you eat your lunch?
I believe that I was successful in that endeavor.
Do you like my accent?
Do you say yes?
I don't think so.
Do you say no?
I can't remember if I do or don't.
Are
What's
you
Star
yes
Wars?
Or no?
Star Wars is...
Done. You do it.
It's not a good
game. What Star Wars? I was ready to go off on a treatise about
okay,
what Star Wars
30
is.
30 seconds on the clock.
All 30 right. seconds on the clock for Paul. Or wait.
Oh.
No, for me.
Oh, for you. That's right, because Paul's eliminated. He's out.
I'm out.
Okay.
You got to end it somewhere.
Here we go.
Is Paul wearing a hat?
You betcha.
What's Star Wars?
I don't know.
Tell me about Star Wars.
I don't know anything about the thing.
You said like no, technically, but you said K-N-O-W.
That's different.
Why is that the same?
It's not the same.
Do you like your husband?
Yes, of course.
Do you love him?
Oh, I'm the winner!
That's the winner.
That's how we do it. We badger them with
that's
nonsense
how, that's
questions.
How, you know what?
That
that's
was
how powerful.
Crazy.
That's how powerful your love is for
at
Mike.
At least I said yes.
Yeah.
I believe
I can
Lauren,
fly.
I believe I can fly.
You're canceled.
You're canceled. Never say that.
Shit. Lauren got married since our last episode.
Is that
true?
That's true.
Oh, yeah,
that's true.
Lauren's married now.
I love it. it.
You love it.
Yeah.
You love it.
It's awesome.
Yeah. What's awesome about it?
I just love him a lot.
So you, so you wake up and it gives you a feeling of comfort.
Yes. I'm very happy, that I'm with him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You feel the same about your wives?
Yes.
Yeah.
I feel the same about Paul's wife.
That's so fucked up,
I feel that way about Kulak. It makes me comforted that you're married to her.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like knowing that you're married to both of them. You know, don't you think sometimes it gives people like some cred though, where you're like, they have a great wife. That feels good. Like it makes them think that they're good and that.
Well, that's why people would rather murder their wives than divorce them. Because their standing with their friends will go down.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's cooler to kill them.
It's like, it's not about, it's usually, I don't think it's about money. Sometimes maybe it is about money. Like, oh my God, I can't get divorced because then suddenly I'm not going to have, I'll only have half my money or whatever. But
well,
I think
you're talking about people who really think they're getting away with, they're going to get away with it. So they're like, she'll just disappear. I'll get all the sympathy. No one will think I'm a bad person.
I don't even think it's because they want sympathy. I think it's because they're like, I can't imagine a world where I have to go to all of my friends and family and say, remember that wedding that we had?
Yeah. I think that's a big part of it for a lot of people. I remember when a friend of mine was getting divorced after years of marriage, and he was, the way he was framing it was, I have to face that I am in a failed marriage. Like,
right.
I failed. And I was like, well,
I don't
and, he,
that
and he had kids and everything. Yeah. And it's like, but it's like, you can't look at it like it's a personal failure. Like, obviously the thing wasn't working, and it's better for your kids that you don't stay together for some arbitrary reason.
It's a successful divorce.
It's like if your microwave if your microwave isn't working, you don't have to like carry guilt about it. Of like, I have to accept that my microwave isn't working.
Yeah, and like things change. I don't know. It's like you know, your perception of your existence changes as you get older, and your relationship dynamic changes. And if you have kids, it's a whole nother thing that changes. That it's like the idea that you're expected to just do something because you said it one time is actually crazy.
Yeah.
But I think there are people out there who have like, they love their standing in the community. I'm mainly thinking about people that were in the church when I was growing up. Who there was one.
Oh, that aspect is a whole different.
Yeah, that's
there was
a whole
one
different.
Like there was one deacon I remember who was dating someone my age. I mean, after she was 18 or whatever, but it, like a married deacon who was like 15 years younger or whatever. And it all came out. They'd been having an affair and stuff like that. And it's just like some people cannot imagine the world where you a world where you come clean about that kind of thing. And so they go, well, let's just throw her off a boat.
Yeah. Do you have this thing? You know, throughout your life, you know, couples that are, they seem to always be at odds with each other, but they're still together. And so you think,
I have friends.
Well, they're, more to say.
I have friends who argue about being agnostic and atheists all the time.
All the time. The moment I wake up, before I put on my makeup.
The moment I wake up.
But you think to yourself, and maybe this is just me.
This is not my
rather than thinking, well, they should get divorced. You think, I mean, they're making it work.
Yeah, like, somehow, you kind of always assume that people's relationships are fine.
But then they end up splitting up and you're like, oh, yeah, just, of course.
Yeah. It's like that couldn't have been fun.
Yeah,
for
they should have done this a long time ago. Yeah.
Right.
I'm always happy when there are people.
I feel so silly when I'm surprised by it.
I think I'm ready the first fight that Kulap and I have. Boom. Cut bait.
So you've never had a fight.
Never had a fight.
We've never had a fight.
That's amazing.
No, I won't allow it.
Yeah, that's creepy.
I'm sorry.
No, I was going to say, I've known people where like they seem to hate each other and then they get divorced and I'm like, good. And I was like, hoping.
Absolutely.
Or the whole time I'm like, they're going to get divorced and then they do it. I'm like, sweet. And then everyone's better and it's happy.
But
I never think anyone's going to get divorced because when you meet the couple and you meet them as they are, which is always bickering or whatever, and you think, I guess that's just their dynamic.
You know what though? I think, okay, having been divorced, I think that I can see it more. Like I'll go like, oh, they should get divorced. And then they do it. I'm like, sweet.
So you have like the daredevil divorce radar.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you've been in a divorce accident.
But I just think it's like
with toxic waste.
Yeah, Lauren is completely blind and deaf. She cannot speak. This is all echolocation.
Whatever.
So you think that you're able to see? So do you see it with us?
I don't. I don't
okay,
actually.
Good.
But I feel like it's, I mean, I don't even want to talk about people because, you know, I wouldn't want to, I don't hope for people to go through a painful experience, but I do think that the people I know who have been through a similar thing as me are happier on the other side because it was not a good situation to be in.
I think if you can get to 60, I think you're good. Like 60 years old, it's like, if you can get there, do whatever like you can to get there.
60.
You know what I mean? If you
you want to stay like, with the person until you're 60, no matter what?
I'm saying like, do whatever you need to do. Get divorced, stay together, whatever. It's like, it's so hard to even just to get to be
old.
You
want
to
just live, yeah.
Just let's all just live. Like, you know what I mean? Like by the time we're all 60, we all have dementia and—
We all have it.
You know what I mean? It's like, just let's all just stop. I know, let's stop judging each other is what I'm trying to say. And just
people
let
are people. Why should it be?
You and I should have this family. Look, that's going to do it for us.
Yeah.
Am I right?
Yeah.
No, you're right. Let me apologize to the listener for any time I've sniffled on mic. I apologize. I'm not always conscious of it.
You sound a little like you're in a cave. Like
I am a little bit in a cave.
And I would like to say you're welcome to everyone for not eating on mic.
Yeah, you did not. You've had some. I've actually been looking at your crackers.
And I haven't had any.
I've been looking at your crackers.
You've been pointing at them at me since this started.
They are aimed at Scott. Yeah. The barrel of these crackers is right pointed right at
I have to be honest. I've imagined that is a cracker gun that you're pointing at me and you're going to shoot a cracker into my mouth. Oh, you just ate on mic. You accepted someone's thank you by saying you're welcome and then you turned on them.
Masterfully played.
Can't believe it.
Masterful.
Meanwhile, I'm not eating, nor am I sniffling. All right, that's going to do it for us.
But you're annoying.
This sucks. Why did I agree to do the show again with you guys?
It was a trap. That was a trap.
Bye.
It was a trap. Bye.